This group has dropped a brand new album that sold over 2 million copies on the day of its release. And made a bombshell announcement that has sent ARMY and hype stocks into shock. I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back after this song. Was it honestly the best? Cause I just wanna see the next. 부지런히 지나온 어제들 속에 참 아름답게. Welcome to another episode of KPC. It is Thursday, June 16th, 2022, and we just heard BTS, Yet to Come. Now, you guys know who I'm talking about, right, in the opening? Of course, because we played their song. It's the boys of BTS. It's been less than a week since the boys released their anthology album called Proof, which sold over 2 million copies on the first day of its release. Now, during a YouTube video posted Tuesday night for the group, casually having dinner together to celebrate their 9th anniversary, the septet unveiled a plan to suspend performing as a group, and they said they will focus instead on solo projects to explore the growth of individual members. Their leader, RM, has quoted, as saying in the video, the K-pop idol system doesn't give you time to mature. You don't have time to grow because you have to keep producing something. Hey, I agree with that. Now, the news made shares of HYBE, the group's label, tumble by more than 25% during trading on Wednesday in the local bourse. Now, contrary to concerns about the group breaking up, their agency said in a press release that BTS will still be working as a group, as well as individually. Although we do not know the details, the statement appears to say that BTS will stay away from formal music projects as a group for the time being, but will continue participating in other team activities. So we'll be here waiting for the group to grow and come back better than before, and we'll give you guys all the updates once we get them here. Now let's listen to a song to move on. We've got Juicy with Think About You, 너를 생각해. 너를 들려주고 싶어서 이 노래를 만들 때 아마 네가 정말 많이 좋아할 거야. Alright guys, that was Juicy with 너를 생각해, Think About You. And we're going to make a quick announcement on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio 9.515 MHz bound for Europe, 9.785 MHz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free, so you guys can listen to us conveniently through KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co. KR or KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces. And of course, the easiest way, follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. You can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download the Shok, S-Y-O-K app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're listening and tuning in via podcast, don't forget to rate us 5 stars to get more listeners, of course, so they can enjoy all the latest K-pop as well. We'd love to hear from you guys as well, so make sure to DM us, message us, and any platform you choose. Now we're going to take a song break back to back. We have 2 songs, great songs for you guys. First up, we have 17 called Hot, which is the lead track for Face the Sun, which is the number 7 track or hit number 7 on the Billboard 200 on Sunday. So congrats to 17. And then we have Taeyeon with INVU. Coffee or tea? Would you like any of those? It is time to chit-chat about anything and everything. Of course, hopefully it'll refuel you or wind you down, whatever you prefer this evening. And speaking of coffee and or tea, have you ever wondered what Joseon-era kings feasted on and snacked on? Well, you might have an idea of what it looked like thanks to the popularity of K-period dramas like Jewel in the Palace, but what about the actual taste? No one knows. But the Cultural Heritage Administration and the Korea Cultural Heritage Foundation has kicked off the invitation to Gyeongbok Palace's kitchen, Suragan Shishik Gonggam, an early summer evening program that allows visitors to have a taste of either royal cuisine or royal confectionaries and traditional teas at Gyeongbok Palace's Soju-bang until later this month. Now, if you're visiting Korea, or even if you live here, of course, this sounds like a unique chance to see inside the kitchen of a royal palace and try royal cuisine. So you might want to check it out. Maybe feel like royalty. Now, of course, Soju-bang is not a room where you drink soju. A lot of listeners are probably like, oh, I want to go there. But it's the kitchen inside Gyeongbok Palace. If you've ever watched Jewel in the Palace, it's where Jang-geum used to work as a young apprentice cook. Now, it was destroyed numerous times in the past. But in 2004, the Cultural Heritage Administration discovered the site where Soju-bang used to be located and began restoring it based on historical information. Now, it was completed in 2015 and unveiled to the public in May of 2015. Now, each of Korea's five palaces had kitchens, but now the only remaining kitchens are inside Gyeongbok and Changdeok palaces. However, as the one in Changdeok Palace has been rebuilt in Western style, the only traditional Korean-style kitchen can be seen in Gyeongbok Palace. So if you want to check that out and you want more information on this event, check out the website www.chf.or.kr, which also has information in English, and we hope that events like this will continue in the future for, of course, tourists and locals alike to learn more about Korean heritage and culture. Moving on, we have a song break for you guys, back-to-back with 볼사 or 볼 빨간 사춘기 with Soul, and then we have B.O. with Love Me. Your two cents. Now, you guys know that I here love connecting with our listeners and hearing your stories. Now, this is where we read all your responses to our weekly question posted on our gram. So tell us about your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. Who doesn't like a prize? Now, our Y2C question of the week was, who is your best friend? What do you like to do, or what do you like best about them? Also, who is your friend that has been with you through thick and thin? What do you think is a trait that brings you two close together? All right, well, we're going to go into the first response, and it's from Sis at Siscarax on the gram. Now, the message is, there are certain traits of my best friend that I treasure the most. Loyalty, open-mindedness, and a good sense of humor. As you grow older, I think these traits are very important to maintain our friendship in the long run. Now, I totally agree with you, because if you're friends with somebody, you know, you need to be loyal to each other. You don't want to lie. You don't want to backstab each other. And of course, you want to be open-minded. You can't be one-sided, because I know some friends who are like, oh, we're going to do something today. And if you actually see the things they do, it's always that one friend's idea, or that one friend trying to lead everything, you know, like, let's go to the mall. And then the other friend's like, okay, let's go watch a movie. Okay. Where in actuality, the other friend doesn't really want to do all those things, but they're always so, what do you want to say, just too kind, and they let people walk all over them. So being open-minded for both people is very important. And last but not least, one of my favorites, you need a good sense of humor. If you can't laugh about the little things, what's the point? You know, if you take life too seriously, guess what, guys? Life is too short, and later on, after we die, you're going to be like, I didn't laugh enough in life. So instead of regretting it, enjoy it. Now, moving on, we have a next one from also the gram. It's at Hey Bada Bay. And the message is, what I love about my bestie is that we synchronize really well. On some random occasion, we do not need to talk about what we want because we already know what it is. It sounds odd for some people, but it really happens. We have been friends for almost 12 years, and I hope for many more years to come. Aww. Well, I totally get you on this too, because I have a friend, he's in Virginia right now, and we've been friends for the past, what, 6-7 years? And it's one of those things where we'll walk down the street, we'll see something, like, well, you know, I don't want to judge people, but you'll see somebody with a weird thing on their neck or a shirt printed thing, and we kind of look at it, not knowing what the other person's thinking, but we look at each other like, Then we get to the car and you're like, I was thinking the same thing. You know, that's what makes a good friendship, when you guys could connect without even speaking to each other. You know, I miss that. And if you're listening, Antoine, miss you so much. Hope you're doing well in Virginia, and I'll be seeing you soon. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to play the first song for Your Two Cents. And the song is by 10 Centimeters, Drawer, Shut Up. All right, welcome back to Your Two Cents. We got more responses right now, so with no further ado, we're going to get right into it. The next one is from at @SarahShell_Saray on the gram. Hello, I met my best friend when I was 5 years old, and we've been together since. We passed the good and the bad moments together, and she's always there for me whenever I need her, and I do the same for her. Although we don't even live in the same city anymore, we still get in touch every day and ask about each other. A best friend is a gift from God that we should be grateful for. Amen to that, girl. Amen to that. I hope you're a girl. Your name is Sarah. But yeah, I agree with that, because when you have a best friend, it's one of those things, like, money can't buy best friends, you know? Money can't buy health. There's certain things in life that, you know, doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you are, it's the person next to you who makes you feel good, who can, you know, just look at you and make you smile. That could be a significant other as well, but best friends, or maybe marriage a best friend. I know a lot of stories where people are like, oh, I married my best friend. He or she's the love of my life, and we get along so well. So, I mean, I know that feeling, and I just hope those people out there listening right now who feel like, I don't have a best friend like that yet, just wait. And when it does, it's the best feeling in the world. And I mean, it's better than having your favorite food or watching your favorite drama, because those things, yeah, in the moment it feels great. But best friends are there throughout all the moments. That's what's very important. All right, moving on to the next message is from Bidhan Chandra Sanyal on the FB. We have my best friend is my wife. Oh, there you go. See, connects. And her name is Rita Chakraborty Sanyal. My best friend is an individual that I can depend on through my life. When I need support, my best friend is consistently there for me. We have made many memories together. Having a best friend like Rita makes my life simpler. In any tough situation, we support each other. At whatever point I have an issue, my best friend encourages me and gives me all the support. She's the happiest when I achieve something. My best friend encourages me to improve as an individual. We plan our weeks and spend time together. My best friend is the individual who makes me upbeat and is someone I love and care for. My best friend has been my emotional support. Nobody can replace my best friend, Rita, in my life. You know what? I'd have been like, oh, yay. But at the same time, I'm kind of jealous. Because I feel like, you know, you got to marry your best friend. I can't marry my best friend. That'll be weird. But the fact that you're with your best friend, you're together, you wake up next to your best friend, you do all these things with your best friend, you're building a family with your best friend, has to be one of the greatest feelings. Of course, there's going to be ups and downs. You're going to, you know, find the small things annoying and argue and stuff like that. But guess what? You get stronger and the relationship gets stronger. The bond gets closer through time. So, Bidhan, congrats to you, and I hope you and Rita, your love lasts forever and ever. All right, we have one short message right now before we play a song. This is by Wanderer Welton on the Book of Faces. And the message is, my best friend is my pen. I love it because my pen is the tongue of my heart. Oh, wow. I don't know why, but automatically when I read pen, I was thinking that one song that was really famous on the tube. You know, I got an apple. I got a pen. I got an apple pen. That song is so freaking annoying. I don't know why that song came to my mind. But yeah, to each their own. If your best friend is your pen, go for it. My best friend, I feel like I said earlier, is my friend back in Virginia. But also sometimes I feel like my best friend are my dogs, you know, because I come home and all they do is love me. If I have any complaints, all they do is listen. Of course, they don't know what I'm talking about. I just have to give them treats. But, you know, they're so loyal. They're so loving. They're so caring. And just staring at them puts a smile on my face. So if the pen does it for you, then I'm all for it. Now we're going to play two songs for you guys. The first one is Wendy, Best Friend with Sugi. And then after that, we have me, Brian. I wish I had a promise. 나도 약속 있었으면 좋겠다. Requested by @ForBrianJew.
beautiful love.
All right, we're coming back from listening to me, Brian, with I Wish I Had a Promise, 나도 약속이 있었으면 좋겠다. And before that, we had Wendy, best friend with 슬기. Now moving on, we have more responses. And of course, you guys know that we're going to announce a winner right before the closing of our show. So you got to stay tuned for that. Next response is from at Leslie X Lisa. Hi, my best friend is the same age as myself. I met her during my first year at college. So we've been together for about 7+ years now. I'm quite an introverted person, but she matches her energy with mine. We can be pretty chill and hyped the very next moment, though. I always tell her how grateful I am for giving me motivation when I had the hard times during my career. We even went on a trip this year. It was my first time traveling with someone who isn't a relative, and we had a great time. By the way, Brian, where do you usually go with your best friend? Oh, well, first of all, I'm glad that you have a best friend that you can do those things with. It's very important. Like I always say with relationships and friends, you don't know if they're really your friend until you actually travel together. Because once you travel together, you see all the annoying nuisances that you didn't think you could see. Because when you're in the same area, you live in the same neighborhood, you live separately. So you go to bed separately. You don't really do much. But when you travel together and you share a hotel, oh my Lord, the things you see, the things you experience. Some people you get along with, like I did with my friend Antoine. We went to places in the States together. We went to Jeju-do together. We had a blast. But then there's certain people, I'm going to say, actually, one of my friends who, ex-friends actually now, we went to the States together one time, and we do not talk to each other ever again. And that's what happens. You need to know if that person is the right friend by traveling. It's very important. Or even trying living together, like roommates. Try that out. If you're thinking, this person's my best friend, try living together. And they're going to contact me like, oh my gosh, Brian, you are right. I hate him or I hate her. So you never know. All right. Our last response of the week is from at Lirio Mary Rose. Hello, DJ Brian. My best friend is at Anjan Tangonan. I met her during my second year at college. At first, I remember we didn't get along well. Ha ha ha. It seems that our personalities clash. Then we became classmates again in my third and fourth year. Since we always belonged to the same group, surprisingly, we became best friends. What I really like about Angela is that she understands that sometimes, even though I'm online, I don't really reply to messages. Do you know that feeling, DJ Brian? Of course I do, y'all. The time when you just want to scroll in your timeline and don't want to talk to anyone. My best friend understands that, so I really appreciate it. But, of course, when she has problems, I reply right away. And lastly, she's so supportive, especially my fangirling, ha 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 ha. Well, that's very important. You need a friend who's supportive. You need a friend who's understanding. And like you said about scrolling, yeah. That's the only thing bad about social media. Everyone thinks like, oh, I read a message, I have to reply right away. No, you don't. You do what you want. If the person is eager for a response, that's their problem. I'm sorry, because sometimes you're driving, sometimes you're in a meeting, sometimes you're working, and you glance at the message, and then you can't reply right away because you shouldn't be on your phone to begin with. And then people complain, oh, I messaged you earlier, you read my message, but you didn't reply. Oh my gosh, life is too short to complain about those little things, guys. Come on, man, get over it. Friends are going to be there either way. So, Leo Mary Rose, I feel you, and I'm glad you have a friend like your friend. I don't know if I said her name right earlier, but I hope you and your friend last forever. Alrighty. Now, with that said, we're going to play two songs for you guys, and right after that, we have announcements because we have to announce who won. Alrighty. The two songs coming your way right now is Fly to the Sky Forever, requested by _ Irene V. Coreno, and Girls' Generation's 혼녀시대 with My Best Friend, 단짝. Alrighty, welcome back, and you guys know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner for our Y2C weekly question and response. And today's winner for our Y2C is at Sarah Shell _Saray. Congratulations! And I know you want a prize, so you got to let us know your mailing address by sending to our email address, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize, so keep a lookout for that. Now, how to listen to our show? KBS World Radio app, win.k24 or win.k music channels, Pod on Air, KBS Kong app, and of course, shortwave radio. And guess what, guys? It's time to wrap up our show for today, but we want to thank you for tuning in. Taking us out, we have Yena, Che Yena with Smiley featuring BB. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.